on Zima Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
His name is no link there whatsoever.
No, given I'm Wendy, don't forget.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
All right, so what is this secondhand ticket racket all about?
Okay, Darren, I don't know about you, but it's been a while since I've bought tickets online for anything other than a movie or a flight, right? Mm. Because we're lucky enough to work for radio, so we get a lot of freebies. Okay?
You get free tickets? Kerry, do you get free
just
tickets?
Just not to the comedy thing. That comedy thing, no, I don't get free tickets.
Oh, you get tickets to that anytime.
Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
If you go into a search engine and you key in, say, Sharks versus Lions game, June 30, or Disney on Ice, ICC, which is coming up, rather than going into a specific site such as CompuTicket or TicketPro, the top result you're likely to get, or you will get, is something called ViaGoGo. I know South Africans probably want to say ViaGoGo, but it's actually an English originated site, so it's ViaGoGo. And if you don't check out the site carefully, you won't realize that you've landed on an online marketplace for the reselling of tickets. So it's a thing now. The touts have gone online.
Oh, so okay. it's a proper thing. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So it was founded in London in 2006 already, and it's now based in Switzerland. ViaGoGo has a network of more than 60 global websites with customers in 160 countries. Fairly new to South Africa. On its website, it explains how it works like this. ViaGoGo aims to provide buyers with the widest possible choice of tickets to events and enables sellers to reach a global audience. Once the buyer and the seller have entered into a transaction, ViaGoGo ensures everything goes smoothly. ViaGoGo is not the ticket seller. It would be nice if those words appeared very huge on the site. It's not the ticket seller, and all transactions are between the buyers and the sellers.
Okay.
So they're saying they're just the platform, but like Uber and all the rest.
So if I buy a ticket for a big rugby match and I get ill and I don't want to go for some reason, I can go onto the site and find myself a buyer of those tickets?
Well, that's technically the idea. It's supposed to be a fan-to-fan platform, right? But it's claimed that many of the sellers on the site are actually not fans, but ViaGoGo acting itself as a modern-day, highly sophisticated tout. And that they've made backroom deals with promoters, scooped up a whack of tickets before the real fans could buy them, and are now selling them at massively inflated prices. Not in all cases, but this is, you know, the what is alleged, and there have been some undercover documentaries and exposés around this.
Okay.
So Ed Sheeran has declared war on ViaGoGo, interestingly. It isn't the only resellers platform, by the way, ViaGoGo, but it is the most controversial. So those attending Sheeran's concerts in Manchester this week have been asked to buy new face value tickets at £80 on arrival if they had purchased their tickets via ViaGoGo, because those ViaGoGo tickets are now being deemed to be invalid to a Sheeran concert. Yeah,
that's harsh.
It is.
I can imagine that they're not too chuffed with that, especially if they've already paid what is considered face value.
Well, exactly. But Sheeran's tour promoters, in fairness, did warn fans last July already that if they bought so-called unauthorized ViaGoGo tickets, they wouldn't be allowed into the concerts.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Ed Sheeran's saying he's doing it for the benefits of the fans. He says, I hate the idea of people paying more than face value for tickets when you can get them at face value. And of course, it doesn't just happen with tickets for concert. It happens with sporting events, even
literally anything you can
buy. Last night at the Proms, even an exhibition in London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all sorts of things. Okay.
So what kind of markups are we talking about here?
Interesting numbers, and I'll share them with you in just a bit.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Right, we've waited long enough, Wendy Nola. Give us an idea of the sort of ticket price inflation we're looking at with these reseller websites like ViaGoGo, unless you're South African, ViaGoGo, unless you're from the original, and you say from Switzerland or Sweden?
What?
Where is the company?
It's English, but it's based in Switzerland at the moment.
It's English, but it's based in Switzerland.
Yeah, so at the moment. So they're probably saying...
ViaGoGo.
Yeah, okay, them. So recently, local Peter Jewell bought three tickets through ViaGoGo for a rugby match in Durban, paying 850 Rand, okay, for the three tickets. So hold that number in your head.
Mm-hmm.
He went on then to buy four tickets, two of them for scholars, for just 300 Rand from TicketPro. If you and he says to me in his email, if you Google ticket ripoff, it appears that ViaGoGo is under investigation in New Zealand, Australia, and Great Britain. I unfortunately discovered this too late. And that's true. It's a highly controversial operation facing legal and regulatory challenges in many countries. Just this very week, the UK's Advertising Standards Authority found that Viagogo had contravened that country's advertising rules because its quoted prices did not make it clear up front, not until you get to the very end, that the additional fees and charges are come on top of those basic prices.
Okay.
New Zealand's Commerce Commission has been warning consumers for a long time now not to buy tickets on Viagogo. 2 months ago, it intensified its awareness campaign after getting a rash of complaints from people who'd bought tickets to concerts including Celine Dion, Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars. They complained about many things, such as Viagogo making out that they were the official ticket seller and not a reselling website, additional fees not being adequately disclosed, that's the booking fee and the delivery fee, and consumers purchasing tickets that did not have the seating or access or the other attributes that were advertised that they thought they were getting. And the consumer manager, Stuart Wallace, says, "We suspect consumers just type in the name of the artist they want to see into a search engine and then just click on the first result that appears, which is often Viagogo, and it's almost always that because they're obviously paying Google for that." And it's what South Africans appear to be doing as well.
Because there are so many ticket outlets, no one remembers who's the ticket outlet.
No, they just
remember
I want
the concert.
Concert and ticket price, yeah. So admittedly, across the top of the South African Viagogo site, the following appears. "We are the world's largest secondary marketplace for tickets to live events. All tickets are fully protected by our guarantee. Prices are set by sellers and may be below year out or above face value." What should also be there, in my opinion, is something along the lines of additional fees and charges apply. Very big. Because the booking fee and the delivery fee run into hundreds of rands. For example, I checked out the Viagogo ticket prices for the Springbok versus England game coming up at Newlands on the 23rd of June. So I chose two good ones at 890 rand each. And only when I'd gone through the whole process did the extras pop up, which was a booking fee of 282 and a delivery fee of 168 per ticket
that
they get delivered together, taking those 890 rand tickets up to 1,340 rand.
So 2,680 rand to go and watch again.
So David Preutz, who went online to try and find tickets for that very match in February, and he landed up on the Viagogo site, and being unfamiliar with reselling sites, he didn't realise what he'd landed on. They were offering tickets, interestingly, before anyone else had them listed, and that's what often happens with Viagogo. So you can see the deals happening in the background. He chose tickets based on the stadium layout map on the site, and he was very specific, asking for lower tier tickets between the 222 meter lines. But the tickets he got were a block back from what he thought he was getting and right on one of the trial lines, so nowhere near what he'd asked for. And he went into this long backwards and forwards with Viagogo's customer care team, different person every time, cut and paste answers saying basically they're valid, those are lower tier, and that's it. So the advice is, if you're going to go ticket hunting, do your homework to avoid being ripped off. Know the face price of the tickets. If you really must buy from a reseller site like Viagogo because you can't get them anywhere else or whatever, really you must know the face value price of the tickets, and bear in mind that that first amount you see is going to be swelled by quite a large margin by those extra fees. Viagogo itself warns customers will often find multiple sets of tickets for the same section at different prices. Ticket sellers compete to offer the best price to customers. And last warning, check that the currency is rand before you make that final click. I had a woman who ended up paying 304 euro for two tickets. That's 4,500, but with some change.
So can I add one small piece of advice?
As you do.
Most of these big sports teams or musicians or companies, they have a social media site. They will link the credible site on their social media
site. Very good advice.
So go to their Twitter.
You do go and buy tickets sometimes.
I do. So Twitter, Facebook or Instagram, they'll have the bona fide link there that they want you to go to.
Okay, cool. Good advice, Darren.
So Viagogo is a no-go.
Well, for many, or for the unwary, yes.
All right. Thank you, Wendy. And I'm hoping you're going to be wearing orange tomorrow.
I absolutely will. I think that's a wonderful initiative.
Well, thank
you
very much.
The family of East Coast Radio. Let's do it.
Yes. I'll see you tomorrow. Hashtag stand up for Sadia. 2018. Wake up. East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore.